Mem Tesem at Beis on the third white line, picking up at the Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with price fraud. When you're dealing with a item that has a set market price, in a time and a place where there is such a thing as a set market price, a acceptable market price, so the Rabbanon were very concerned that customers not get ripped off, that merchants not get ripped off. So there is a range that is acceptable to deviate from the set market price. So if for a particular commodity, there's a set market price. Let's just say the allowed deviation, potentially, is within 1/6, 1/6 more, 1/6 less of the thing. If it costs, let's say, $100, charge less than 1/6 more, or the purchaser gets it for 1/6 with less than 1/6 difference, there is one din. Let's say the difference between what the item is worth and what it was sold for is exactly a sixth. Let's say it's more than a sixth. So some of those situations will say the deal stands. Some situations will say the deal stands if some time goes by and a person has a chance to check out if the price was fair. Some of those situations will say, no, actually the amount that was overpaid or underpaid has to be refunded or paid. Sometimes we'll say both sides can back out. So here is the Mishnah. Ha'oina. Oina we'll call price fraud. Arba kesef, I dot underlined arba kesef, me esrim ve'arba kesef lesela. So the ratio that we're given is 4 to 24. 4 silver ma'os to 24 silver ma'os, that's a sela, which is shesus lemekach, that's 1/6. Comma. Okay, ad matay mutar lahachzir. Let's say a person bought something. There was some sort of price discrepancy, either more or less. When can a person say that he wants to either return, that would be maybe return the whole item and get a complete refund, maybe return and get the difference of the price fraud, but ad kadei sheyira letagor lekroivoy. It has to be the amount of time it would take to show to some other sort of like wheeler dealer business expert in those areas, or maybe a relative. Okay, that was the Shitas Rabbanan. Hira Rabbi Tarfon, we boxed Rabbi Tarfon in the city of Lod. Rabbi Tarfon, he gave a hira, he gave a psak halacha that actually different. Ha'oina shmoina kesef, and I dot underline shmoina kesef was 8 silver ma'az, mi esrin v'arba out of 24 kesef in a sela. That's a shlish lemekach. That's actually a greater discrepancy. That's up to a third of the sale price. That's 8 out of something that's worth 24. Now, the merchants of Lod were actually, when they heard this, they were very happy. They were able to make more profit. Samchu Tagari Lod. They were happy, the merchants of Lod. Ve'amar Lahem, the good rabbi, Reb Tarfon, said to them shortly afterwards that Kol Hayoyim, I squiggle underline Kol Hayoyim, all day long, Mutter Lachzor. If it was a price fraud issue, the deal can be either brought back. It's a loaded term, this lachzor. It either means the whole deal can be taken off, or maybe the purchaser can come back and request the difference of the price fraud, but something can be changed, and it's for all day. Amruloi, so the merchants of the city of Lod said back to Reb Tarfon, you know what, Rabbi? Thank you, but no thank you. Yaniach lanu Reb Tarfon b'mkaymenu. We're going to leave Reb Tarfon in our place, and rather chazru l'divrei chacham. We prefer the approach of the chacham. It seems like they felt the chacham's approach now would actually be better for them, and they were going to go with that. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When we talk about this 1/6 price discrepancy, how do you view that? So very simply, if you have a item that is, the market price would be 6, and let's say it's sold for 5, so it's sold for less than the market price, it's sold for 7, that's more than the market price. Let's say you have an item that's 6, and you sell it for 7. So, viewing it from the perspective of what it's worth, that was a 1/6 increase in the price. It's worth 6. 1/6 is 1 plus another 1, that would be 7. But let's say you have an item that's worth 7 and you charge 6 for it, that's only a 1/7 price discrepancy, which is less than 1/6, and that would be permissible. So this could be machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, Rav, who we circled, says, Shesus lemekach, underline Shesus lemekach. Shaninu is how we understand the Mishnah, whereas Shmuel, who I circled, Amar Shesus maos, and underline Shesus maos, a sixth of the money paid nami, and I double underline nami, Shaninu. So when we're talking about price fraud, the way that Rav understands the Mishnah is a 1/6 price discrepancy of the items. Whatever the item costs, 1/6 more, 1/6 less, that's going to be the cutoff point. Shmuel says it's also 1/6 if you're looking at how much money was paid. And now we go on to explain. Colon. We have an A case and a B case. A is where they I would all agree there's prices a claim of oina. B, there's the machlokas. What I did over here is I dot underlined every time the actual value of the item appears, and I put a diamond when it's talking about how much money was paid. So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 10 different scenarios. The diamond is always going to be the actual money paid, and the dot underline is going to be the actual value, the real value of the item. So here we go. I hope the marking helps. If you have an item, Shavishisa, I underline Shavishisa, if it was actually worth 6 and it was sold for Bechamsha, Chamsha gets a diamond, or Shavishisa, if it's worth 6, I underline Shavishisa, and put a diamond around Beshiva, in other words, worth 6 and either sold for 5 or worth 6 and sold for 7, Kuli Amalei Pligi, all opinions, Rav and Shmuel all agree, Debasar Mekach Azlinan, you look at it from the perspective of the actual item and what it's worth. Ve'oina'a hafi, that was either 1/6 overcharge or 1/6 undercharge, and that would be the oina'a point. Comma B, ki pligi, where they're arguing, that would be Rav and Shmuel, is Shavi Chamsha, I'd underline Shavi Chamsha be Shisa, and put a diamond around Shisa, or Shavi Shiva, I'd underline Shavi Shiva be Shisa, and I put a diamond around Shisa. So where it was really worth 5, and he sold it for 6. Now, if it's really worth 5 to get to 6, that's a 1/5 price discrepancy, which is more significant. Or Shavi Shiva, it's really worth 7, and then it was sold for Shisa 6. So it depends. Are you looking at it from the perspective of what it's really worth, or are you looking at it from the perspective of what it was sold? That's where we say, L'Shmuel, I underline Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says, to Amar, Basar Ma'os Azlinan, we follow how much it's actually worth, as well as Ma'os, as well as the amount of money paid. Well, Idvi Idi Oinahave, both those cases would be 1/6 price discrepancy, and it would hit that sweet spot of Oina'a. Kama L'Rav, underline L'Rav, to Amar Basar Mekach Azlinan, that we follow the actual value of the item. Well, then it depends. If it's Shavi Chamsha, if it's worth 5, Beshisa was sold for 6, well, that's greater than a 1/6 price discrepancy, and therefore Bitl Mekachavi, greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, the whole deal is called off. Either side can say they want to back out, they want their money back, give the item back, either side can claim that. Whereas, comma, Shavi Shiva Beshisa, if it was worth 7, but it was sold for 6, that is less than a 1/6 price discrepancy, and therefore it's mechila havye, that would be considered mechila, where we assume that one side is fine with the slight price discrepancy. That is the analysis initially. Kama u'shmuel amar, where would Shmuel say that there is mechila? Shmuel amar ki amrina mechila, or bitzel mekach, in other words, less than 1/6 price discrepancy, more than 1/6 price discrepancy, where is that? That's hecha deleika shesus, Mishnei Tzadim. That's where there is not 1/6 price discrepancy from either side. Kama connector. If looking at it from either perspective, you can get to 1/6. Oina ahavye. That's considered the sweet spot where it's been a ripoff, and the halachas that apply to oina would apply there. Okay, that's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Tznan. I put a triangle on this Tanan. We're going to quote our Mishnah and show that it seems like that would be good for one of the two opinions, maybe like Shmuel. Five lines later, first line is Vitamania. There's a tzna in second word line, put a triangle around that. And three lines from the bottom, the third to last word is a Tanya. I put a triangle around that. All three of these are going to seem to indicate more like what Shmuel said. So here we go. Let's quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, right angles, Ha'oina arba kesef, me'esim v'arba kesef l'sela shesus l'mekach. Oina'a, the ripoff point, is 4 silver monies out of 24 silver monies in a sela, 1/6 of the mekach. Okay, my lav, de zovin, so should we not say that what we're talking about over here is shavi esrim? I dot underline shavi esrim. It was something that was really worth 20. Be esrim va'arba, and I put a diamond around esrim va'arba for 24. So its real market price was 20. It was sold for 24. Ushma mina, sounds very much like shesus mois nami shaninu. That not only if there's a 1/6 price discrepancy from the perspective of the actual value of the item, but also there's a 1/6 price discrepancy on the money paid. Because if you go from 24 was the money paid, 1/6 less than that, 4 less than that would be 20, and that would be just like Shmuel. Should we say that? Says the Gemara, no. Lo, comma. What did the Mishnah mean when it used those terms, 20 and 24? It meant Dizavin Shavi Esrim Va'arba, I don't know, Esrim Va'arba, something that was worth 24, was sold for Esrim, and I put a diamond around Esrim for 20, and that is the case, and even Rav would agree with that. The Gemara says, well, 1 second over here. Minisana, who would be the one who got ripped off in this case? Question mark, comma. Meicher, you apparently be the seller, because really he had something worth 24, he sold it only for 20. Well, the problem with that is Ema Seifa. If you keep reading in the Mishnah, here's about another 10 words in the Mishnah, and it says the following, Ad matai mutu lahachzir, up until what point can you make the return? Well, b'kadeshi yira letagar oile kroivoi, the amount of time it would take to show a like a business expert in this item or a relative, that's the end of the quote of the Mishnah, connector, v'amar Rav Nachman, loishanu, that's only for the loikeach, the purchaser, that he has that time limit. Aval moicher, it's the seller, loilam chayzir, he could back out forever. Well, so if he can back out forever, the Mishnah said only, you know, the 26 and a half minutes, however long USS it takes to show an expert. Ella, so I squiggle in on the Ella. We have to come on to a different understanding. It must be Dezovin, that what was sold was something, Shavi Esrim V'Arbay, dot underline Shavi Esrim V'Arbay, was worth 24, Be'esrim V'Temanya, and I put a diamond on Esrim V'Temanya. So it's really worth 24, and it was sold for 28. Okay, in that case, it was the purchaser who got slightly gypped, and that doesn't show us anything, though, as far as the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, because they would both agree that that would definitely be considered price fraud. So it's not. We try again. We quote another part of our Mishnah, put a triangle here, and the quote of the Mishnah goes for about a line and a couple words. This is Rabbi Tarfon. Hur Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon taught in the city of Lod that Ona'a is Shmona Kesef, 8 silver monies, Masrin V'Arba Kesef, out of 24 silver monies, Lesela, Shlish L'Mekach, which is 1/3. And we're going to analyze this very similar to the way we analyze the Chachamim. My love, so should we not say, Dezovin, Shavi Shesar, I dot underline Shavi Shesar, something worth 16, Be'esrin V'Arba, and I put a diamond around Esrin V'Arba for 24. So it's really worth 16, and you're paying 24. Well, let's see. Ushma Mina. Now, where do you get to 1/3? Starting from the 16 or starting from the 24? Ushma Mina Shlish Ma'is Nami Shaninu. That not only is it from the perspective of the actual value of the item, but even from the perspective of the money paid. For instance, in this case, the money paid was 24. Well, 1/3 of 24 is 8, so minus 8, that would be 16. It works out. However, if you're going from what it's actually worth, which is 16, when you get to 24, that's not 1/3, that's 1/2, that's 50%. And again, that then this would seem to indicate the way, if we understand this is what the Mishnah means, like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, lo. The case here is rather Dezovin, it was something sold to Shavi Esrim V'Arba, it was worth 24, I don't underline worth 24, Be'Shesar, and I put a diamond around Be'Shesar for 16. So it was worth 24, sold for 16. The price discrepancy there is 1/3, because if it's really worth 24, a third of that is 8 minus 8, that would be 16. Once again, though, the Gemara points out that this is a bit problematic, because minus ana, if it was worth 24 and sold for 16, who's the one who got gypped in that case? Minus ana, meicher, the seller. Well, ema seifa, if you read the continuation, the later part of the Mishnah, it said, here's a quote, six words from the seifa, amr lehen kol yoy mutalaksar, and he told him, Rav Tarfon said, all day back out is allowed. Connect Rav Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman qualifies this as lo yishanu ela the loikeach all day. Aval the meicher, if it's the seller who got ripped off, lo oilam chayzer, it can go forever to take the sale back. Ella, so you squiggle underline the ella. Rather, it must be dezavin that the case is something else. It was something shavi, and I dot underlined chaf dalid 24. Betilsin who trained for 32, and I put a diamond around 32. By the way, that's our last dot underlined and diamond for the sugya. Rather, it's something that's worth 24, and it was sold for 32. So from the perspective of the actual value of the item, 24, a one-third price discrepancy would get you up to 32. Doesn't shed any light on our Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Tanya, the Gemara now, though, and the third Tanaic source trying to prove or disprove Rav or Shmuel, says we actually have a brisa which sounds just like Shmuel. The brisa starts here and it goes till the third line on Nun Amud Aleph. Says the brisa, Misha Hutal Alav, the one who was placed upon him, the one who was deceived, Yada Elyon, he has the upper hand. Ketzad, how so? Well, Machar Loy, if he was sold something, Shave Chamesh Beshes, it's really worth 5, but he was charged 6. Minas Ana, who's the one who got ripped off? The Lekeach, the purchaser. So if that's the case, Yad Lekeach Elyon, the purchaser is the one who has the upper hand on what to do next. Ratza Oimer Loy, if he wants, he could say to the seller, Tainli Ma'oisai, give me my money, or he could say, Tenli Masha Inisani, give me that which was the ripoff amount. In other words, return to me one. I'll keep the item I bought. I want one money back. Kama. Macharloi, if he sold him something, Shavish Shais Bechamesh, something that was really worth 6 for 5, in that case, Minasana, who got ripped off, the Mocher, the seller. Yad Moichel Yoina, therefore the seller has the upper hand. Ratsa Amar Loi, if he wants, he can say back, Ten Li Mechi, I'll take my item back. Oh, Ten Li Masha Inisani, or give me the extra 1 which you ripped me off. That's the end of the next source, and clearly we see that it goes either way, whether it's 1/6 from the perspective of the Mechach, of the actual value of the item, or 1/6 from the most, the money that was paid, which is just like Shmuel. Period. Ibayalahu, I would put a diamond around Pachos Mishasus. Let's actually say double underline. Let's double underline Pachos Mishasus. We're going to have a question of if it's less than a 1/6 price discrepancy, and I put a number 1 in the margin, and then I'm at base, about 11, 12 lines down. The last one line is Bittel Mekach, and I put a mark Bittel Mekach the same way, and that's number 2. So we're going to have basically till the end of Nun Amud Beis, 2 questions. Here's the first. So back to the third line on Nun Amud Aleph. Ibai, the question was asked, Pachos Mishasus, let's say it's less than a 1/6 price discrepancy, L'Rabbanan. What do we call that? We call that Mechila. We said that the person who got ripped off by less than 1/6, it's Mechila. He's fine with that. Well, is that like immediately la'alter havi mechila or b'kadesh yir la'tagar l'chkroivav? That you have to wait the amount of time, I don't know, let's call it half an hour that it would take for the typical person to show the thing that he bought to someone who knows or a relative. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara jumps in for a moment and says, I put the brackets in over here and ended the brackets about 5 lines later. Last one line is my right before that. So let's just read within the brackets. The brackets is, well, 1 second. Would there be any difference? If you would say, well, if we're going to make the amount of time that is the time limit here to make this claim, the Kadesh Yir L'Tagor L'Kroiva, the amount of time it would take to show you're expert on the prices or relative, Ma'ika, then where would there be any distinction, Ben Shesus, if it was an exactly 1/6 ripoff, L'Pachos Mishesus, then less than 1/6 ripoff? Well, no, there would be a difference. You know what the difference would be? Ika, there would be, de ilushisus, I underline ilushisus, if it was exactly a 1/6 price discrepancy, yoda al ha'elyoina, the one who got ripped off would have the upper hand. He could either ratza chayzer, if he wants, he could back out of the whole deal, or ratza koina, no, he could keep the deal, umachzer einon, he gets returned the amount that he was ripped off. That's if it was exactly 1/6. However, comma, I underline these three words, ilu palchus mishisus, if the discrepancy was less than 1/6, then kana, the deal stands, it's just machzer einon, that if the person comes, he can make the claim that he would like the amount of money that he was, the price discrepancy refunded. My, and now back into the Gemara, so that is the question. Okay, so Tashma, come in here. We have a point which sort of takes us till the third line on Amud Beis. Come in here. So we're going to quote our Mishnah now. The last three words of the Mishnah was that the merchants of Lod, when they heard from Tarfon, his second point, that it would be all day, they said, you know what, we prefer the approach of the rabbis, the Chacham, we're going to go with that. Chazru l'divrei Chachamim. Now, that's those two words in right angles. Savruha. I squiggle underline the Savruha. Savruha, they figured. The rabbi is discussing this issue, and the Beis Medrash, who wanted to conclude our question from here, figured that Pachas Mishlish L'Rab Tarfon Kepachas Mishlis L'Rabbanan Dami, that the will parallel the less than a third discrepancy of Reb Tarfon to less than a sixth discrepancy of the Rabbanan. In other words, from 0 to 1/6 ripoff of the Rabbanan is like from 0 to 1/3 ripoff of Reb Tarfon. Now, let's take a look at this. E, Amrus, I squiggle underline the word E, and two lines later near the end of the line, I also squiggle underline the word E. E, Amrus Bishram, if you want to say, Pachis Mishasus the Rabbanan, that when it's less than a 1/6 price discrepancy in front of the Rabbanan, is there a time limit there? Yes. Bikadeshi Yira Litagra Likroivav. Call it about half an hour to show to an expert. Ula Reb Tarfon. And then when the merchants in Lod heard that Reb Tarfon, you would have Kol Hayoyim all day. That could be like 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours. Mishumachi Chazra. Makes sense why they would go back to the Shitas Chachamim. Ella E. We squeal in the Ella E. Ella E. Amris Pachis Mishasus L'Rabbanan. That less than 1/6, according to the Rabbanan, is la alter havya mechila. Immediately, the person, whoever got slightly ripped off, is mochel that amount. Ula Reb Tarfon, according to Reb Tarfon, nami la alter havya mechila. Immediately, the ripoff is established and it's a valid transaction. Amai chazru. Why would they go back to the divrei chachamim? The all day of Reb Tarfon is for exactly a 1/3. So as long as they're careful not to mischarge a discrepancy of a third, everything should be fine. But the Reb Tarfon, Nichalut Vei, the merchants would be much better off if they stayed with Reb Tarfon. Demai de Rabbanan ka mashvulei oina, because that which is, let's say, a 1/4 or 1/5 price discrepancy, which according to the Rabbana would be, oh no, that would be, oh no, that you'd have to return the whole amount. L'Reb Tarfon, havi mechila. Reb Tarfon would say, no, that's a mechila for the person. He said, you know, you leave the deal as it is. That is the point. The Gemara turns around and says, well, 1 second. That's assuming that we have a direct parallel where the Ona'a point is reached according to the Chachamim at 1/6, and the Ona'a point is reached at exactly 1/3 according to Reb Tarfon. However, Misavris, who says the Pachais Mishlish Reb Tarfon, the less than 1/3 price discrepancy of Reb Tarfon, is Ke Pachais Mishlish L'Rabbana. That was all the Savruah, that was the assumption. Dummy, question mark, comma, rather, lo, it's not. This is how we parallel the two. Misha sus ve'ad shlish, when you go from a 1/6 price discrepancy to 1/3, according to Reb Tarfon, kishesus atzma l'rabbanan dami. That's like a 6. So when you're dealing with the Rabbanan, when you get to 1/6 price discrepancy, that is when there is the point of Aina'a. And Rebbe Tarfon would say that point of Aina'a is from 1/6 to 1/3. In other words, at this point, we are no longer really within the realm of our original Ibai Elihu, but we'll continue just to get clarity on what it is that their opinions lead to. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Bemai Samchu Meikara. If that's the case, then why exactly were the Tagari Lod originally happy with Reb Tarfon? If you're going to reach the Aina point at 1/6, according to both opinions, and just question of whether you have to get to a third till it's Bitzel Mekach or not, like, why were they happy? Tifshait, should we maybe conclude from here that Bitzel Mekach, according to the Rabbanan, La'olam Choser, that when we talk about Bitzel Mekach, whatever that point is, but according to the Rabbanan, Bitzel Mekach, we'll say, is greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, that would be, you can return it, like, forever, like, a week later, a month later? It has to be. It would seem like that from here. Dekevan to Amar Lahu, Rabbi Tarfon, because since Rabbi Tarfon said to them, Havya Oina, there would be Oina Samchu, they were happy. Ki Amar Lahu Kolayim, when he told them all day, Chazru, they backed off and decided to stay with the Shitas Rabbanan. De Yisal Kadaitech, if you were to think that Bitzel Mekach le Rabbanan, that the Bitzel Mekach where the whole deal can be called off, according to the Shitas Chachamim, is Kadesh Yir Latagar LeKroivoy, the amount of time that's called about half an hour. Bemai Samchu, why in the world would there have been a Simcha? What would they have been happy about? So we answer that really, Bitzel Mekach, according to the Rabbanan, is only the amount of time it takes to show to a expert. Samchu, and they were happy, Bishasus Asma, with exactly the 1/6 price discrepancy through Abtarv and Mechila, it would be a Mechila at that point, whereas the Rabbanan, it would be Aina'a. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is about 8-9 lines below where we are in the Gemara. Divrei Maschil Samchu Bishasus Atzma. Taha Da'amrin, that which we said, Mishasus Va'ad Shlish, that when you go from 1/6 price discrepancy to 1/3, L'Reb Tarfon, is Kishasus Rabbanan. It's like when you have exactly 1/6 according to Rabbanan. Mishasus Umala Amru V'loishasus Atzma. That's only when it's 1/6 and above, and not 1/6 itself. And being experts in pricing, they would be able to keep that exact price discrepancy in mind when charging customers. Ibailu, here's our second question, and it's the other way now. When there's a greater than 1/6 price discrepancy, according to the Rabbanan, Ibailu, the Bitl Mekach, according to the Shitas Rabbanan, is the party that got ripped off able to back out of the whole transaction forever, La'olam Chayzer, Odilma, or maybe a much smaller amount of time, B'kadeshir L'tagor L'kroiva, the amount of time it would take to show a expert or a relative. And just like we did in the first version, we will bracket off the next four lines or so, which clarify the question. V'im tim tzilam, if you're going to try to say, well, 1 second, if it's B'kadeshir L'tagor L'kroiva, the amount of time that the deal can be reneged upon legally is the amount of time it takes to show an expert or a relative, well then, ma'ika ben shesus, li'yashal shesus, what difference would there be between an exact 1/6 ripoff and greater than a 1/6 ripoff? Well, ika, there would be a difference. De'ilu shesus and len shesus, if it's a 1/6 price discrepancy, mishen nis'aneh chayzer, the one who got ripped off, and only the one who got ripped off is the one who's able to back out. Whereas ve'ilu, yeser al shesus, and len yeser shesus, if the price discrepancy is greater than a sixth, then Shnei and Chayzun, either side, can totally back out of the deal. That's the end of the bracketed section. My, and that's our question. Basically, the Bitzel Mekach, according to the Rabbanan, is that the deal can be called off anytime in the future, like a week later, a month later, or within like the half an hour or so that it takes to show an expert. So, Tashma. Similar structure to what we had on Amud Aleph. We quote the last three words of the Mishnah, put right angles in, Chazru l'divrei chachamim. Now, Iyamris, Mishnah, my squiggle underline the Iyamris, if you want to say all is fine and well, that Bitzel Mekach, according to the Rabbanan, equals, how much is the time that the Rabbanan would say you can call off the transaction? B'kadeshi yira l'tagra l'kroiva, the amount of time it takes to show expert or your relative, call it about half an hour. Ula Reb Tarfon, Kol Hayoim, Reb Tarfon said all day, well, Mishum Hachi Chazru. That's why they went back to Rabbanan, because they would much rather have that time limitation and then the sale is established as opposed to giving all day. Ela Iyamris. If, however, you want to say, we squiggle in on the Iyamris, that Bittel Mekach Le Rabbanan, when the total deal can be called off from the Rabbanan, Le Oilam Chayz, that's forever. Well, my Chazru Bittel Reb Tarfon. Why would they go back from Reb Tarfon to the Rabbanan? Nichaluhu tve, it would be much more desirable to them. Dikamashvilu oina kol hayom, that you would have the possibility of oina all day. Visulo, and then that's it. Like, once the day finishes, no more, refund on the deal. Well, answers the Gemara, an interesting answer. Bittel mekach lo shriach. Bittel mekach is actually not that common. And therefore, that benefit of that we thought was really a benefit, since it's not really common, is not really a benefit. It's only a benefit if it's common that it happens. But if it rarely happens, that it's a greater ripoff than 1/3, then you're not really gaining anything. Amar Rava, circle Rava's name. Rava says the Hilchasa, here's some Halacha Lamaisa. We're going to have an A, B, and C. A. The pachas mishasus, if there's a price discrepancy that's less than 1/6, nikne mekach immediately. So if you have someone who's selling something and there's a set market price for it and the purchaser pays, let's say 1/8 more or 1/7 more, the deal stands. Whereas B, yeser al shasus, if the price discrepancy is greater than a 1/6, bittel mekach, the deal can totally be called off. And C, if it's exactly 1/6 shasus, Kana, the deal stands. There can't be a total refund. However, Machzir Oina, there would be a refund of the discrepancy between the actual market price and what was paid. Vezeh, and both of these, the Oina case and the Bittel Mekach case, there's a severe time limitation, statute of limitations, but Kadeshir Letagol Lekroiva. It's not open-ended for forever, even for the whole day. It's the amount of time it would take to check with a local expert or relative. Tanakh says, Rava, we have a brisa. It sounds just like Rava. This brisa goes almost for 6 lines of the 2 dots, and then we'll call it a shear. And here we go. Says the brisa, A, oina'a is pachas mishasus nikne mekach. If the price discrepancy was less than 1/6, then the deal is done. Shalom al Yisrael. B, yes, Rosh Hashanah, if the price discrepancy was greater than 1/6, Bitzel Mekach, the whole deal can be called off by either side. Kama, C, Shasus, if it's exactly 1/6, Kana, the deal stands, but Machzor Oina, whichever side was ripped off, is entitled to get the money they were ripped off for Divrei Rebbe Nosson. We boxed up Nosson. And if you ask yourself, well, it seems like the way that Rava about 6 lines ago explained things was not the way the Mishnah did. That's okay, even though Rava is a 4th, 5th generation Amora, because he just has, as we quoted right now, this Reb Nosson opinion, who is a Tana to rely on. Continues the Tanaic source, Reb Yehuda Nasi, who I boxed, Omer, he says, Yad Meicher al Ha'alyoina, that the seller has the upper hand. Of course, that's if the seller was the one who got ripped off. The same would apply that the buyer would have the upper hand if the buyer wanted to get ripped off. And now we're talking about if the seller got ripped off. Yad Meicher al Ha'alyoina, Ratza Imerloi. If he wants, he could say, Tainli Mechi, give me the item back and I'll refund the money. Or Tainli Mashrei Nisani, you know what, you still have to give me the amount that there was a price discrepancy. Vizeh, vizeh. In both of those cases where there's Oina'a, exactly 1/6, or Bittel Mekach, greater than 1/6, but Kadesh Yira Letagar Oy Lekroiva, it has to be within the amount of time that it would take to show a expert or a relative. Adkan.